Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. NAS reports that 95% of the corn crop is planted, compared with 88% last week and the five-year rolling average of 98%. 74% of the corn crop has emerged, compared with 52% last week and the five-year average of 89%. 63% of the corn crop was rated good to excellent. Soybean plantings are at 69% complete, compared with 52% a week ago and the five-year rolling average of 81%. 32% of the soybean crop has emerged, compared with 12% last week and the five-year average of 55%. The winter wheat crop is rated 47% good to excellent, the same as last week. Packer bids to begin today are expected to be steady to weaker, but some analysts and livestock dealers predict the markets may finish the day mostly steady. Terminals are called steady to weaker with top prices from $47.50 to $51. Peoria is called 50 cents to $1 lower today with a top price of $47.50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, June 2nd. Negotiated swine purchases were 13,767. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $67.50 to $73.65. The weighted average, $71.59. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.67 to $76.49, the weighted average $72.76. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,055. The base price range was $65.50 to $75.25, the weighted average $72.59. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.48 to $59, and the weighted average was $56.23. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we have some weather to talk about in the two-state area. First off, I'll tell you that a tornado warning is in effect for southeastern Clay County until 9:15. And the radar indicates a thunderstorm that there may be a tornado in that area, and a tornado warning also in effect for southern Richland County. As of about 10 minutes ago, the radar showing a tornado about 4 miles southwest of Clay City, or 5 miles southeast of Flora, moving east at 34 miles per hour, and storm spotters have reported funnel clouds with that storm when that storm went near Xenia. So basically right now, southeastern Clay County and southern Richland County in south-central and southeastern Illinois under a tornado warning until 9:15. And that's the only warning for severe thunderstorms or tornadoes that we have in effect in our two-state area right now. Many flash flood warnings in effect in west-central Illinois, Montgomery and Bond counties to the southwest under a flash flood warning, Douglas and northern Edgar counties under a flash flood warning. That in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. And in Indiana, looks like a good portion of Vermilion, Park, Southern Fountain, Montgomery, Boone, and Hendricks counties under a flash flood warning. So some very heavy rain has come through. There's two, if you look at the big picture, there's two large areas of rain right now showing up on the radar. The first cluster is pushing out of east central and southeastern Illinois and into central and southern Indiana. So a lot of those areas are going to get rain. It looks like the heaviest rain will fall just to the south of Indianapolis in Indiana. Then there's another cluster, a mesoscale convective system coming out of Iowa with very heavy rain in eastern Iowa right now, pushing into northeastern Missouri and west central Illinois north of Quincy. So from around the Quad Cities to Galesburg on westward, some very heavy rain. And the leading edge of that will be moving across our northern counties here over the next few hours. Now, that mesoscale convective systems expected to disintegrate a bit, but some boundaries, the leading edge of thunderstorm, the former thunderstorms and current thunderstorm, the cold air flowing out of the thunderstorms, will act like a mini cold front to help lift warm, moist air out ahead of that system. So I think that lifting will start to take place in Missouri and west central Illinois late this morning and central Illinois this afternoon, and that's going to be where new thunderstorms develop later on today, some of which could be severe with tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds. I think we're in for another outbreak of severe weather this afternoon and this evening. Another chance of severe weather tomorrow, and then on Friday, late Friday afternoon, Friday night, as a cold front approaches, yet another chance. So we have heavy rain and we have the severe weather threat. Now, as far as looking ahead, it's very, very wet out there. More fields have been soaked. More problems with crops that have not been planted. It's going to be very hard to get in the fields in a timely fashion now with all this rain. And for those that were recently planted, probably a lot of washing out of the crops. So the excessive rain is not good for the crops, and it looks like we're going to have some more coming in. We will have a couple dry days. Thursday into the major part of Friday should be dry. Then we have the round of thunderstorms Friday night into early Saturday. Then next week we could get some more rain. It is going to be warm through the entire period. So any crops that are in the ground and not flooded out, they're going to have great conditions for growth because there's plenty of soil moisture now everywhere. And temperatures are going to be running in the upper 80s to around 90 on most days, and overnight lows upper 60s to lower 70s. So that's the temperature range that really produces rapid growth. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 8:21 unchanged, last trade down one. September 8:34 and three quarters, down a quarter, last trade down four. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 7:80, down 2.5, last trade down four. December 8:15, down 5.25, last trade down 5.25. July corn opened at 6:10, down 5.75, last trade down 3.75. December 6:37, down 6.25, last trade down four. July beans opened at 13:64 and three quarters, down 3/4, last trade up two. November 13:58, down 0.5, last trade unchanged. July soybean meal 342.70, down 30, last trade up 30. July soybean oil 61.59, down 11, last trade down 28. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
One of the things that's been working, it seems to me, has been meal and oil spreads, and we're hearing reports that the world has way too much oil and needs more meal.
Well, that spread's going to whipsaw back and forth. What's happened, though, is you go back to day one on that spread, oil gained on meal on just the energy side of the equation as crude oil prices screamed higher, so did bean oil, along with world vegetable oil market. And whenever the crude has topped here now, we're starting to see the reverse of the spread here where oil is losing ground to meal. So, yes, we could see this spread go the other way here until crude oil finds some type of low here.
What will traders make of the emergence numbers, if anything?
Well, it's going to keep a concern in the marketplace. Probably what's more important will be next week's emergence number as we have seen this heat come up out of the south and help stimulate the crop growth. It's great if you got the crop in the ground, got it up going. like Ed said, if you had the crop in and probably got washed out, or if you're in an area where you haven't had a chance to get the crop in the ground, starting to be a concern. So there's several factors continue to loom in the marketplace, as far as corn acres go. The conservative drop in corn acres could be 1 to 2 million. And the more aggressive guys are looking for a 2 to 4 million drop in corn acres.
Let's go ahead and get your calls today then on the grains.
We're going to fairly well pick up where we last night. Corn futures are probably going to start 3 to 4 cents lower. Had a big day yesterday. We're up against some resistance. We expect some backing and filling. Beans 2 to 3 higher. There's news that this Argentine strike is going to be extended for another week. Bean basis remains hot, and there's some demand around. And the wheat market could be 3 to 5 lower on ideas that the harvest activity is going to start picking up here. And yields in the Oklahoma, Texas area have been better than expected.
And very quickly, calls over at livestock.
A little lower on follow-through selling. We've gotten some sell signals on some of these technical programs, but we look for breaks to be bought. But cattle's probably going to be 20 lower, and hogs probably stay 10 higher.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. We thank him for filling in for Pete Manhart. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web 24/7 at willag.org.